Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. As you see, normal gang, nothing new, man. Brian, Shane, what's good with y'all?
What's goody?
As usual, we here for a football episode. You know, we just recap, or just finished week 12. We about to recap it. And, you know, the overreaction segment of the show is now Shane's show. Shane's part of the show. So you started off with your overreaction, because you know the motto up here is we don't waste no time. So let's get straight into it.
You don't. And I'll start by saying the Lions, I guess, aren't indestructible. That's not too crazy to say, but let's take into the context that I think last week, or maybe the week before, I said the Lions are probably going to go undefeated for the rest of the season. And they managed to lose to the Packers this upcoming week. I don't even think the Lions had a bad game, though. I just think the Packers snapped out of it. I don't know why it was randomly week 12. Watson looked like a receiver. I mean, Dylan's still awful. Aaron Jones is still out for however long he's going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see too many, if any, turnovers. Like, I didn't see Jared Goff didn't have a bad game. Amon-Ra didn't have a bad game. LaPorta didn't have a, like, and Montgomery came back. So I'm like, this is easy pickings. And I guess I'm just, the first one I'm starting with is that the Lions are not indestructible, because there was nothing wrong with them going into that game for them to lose. And it wasn't, you know, like, they got blown out. They didn't score. They got outscored by the Packers by, like, 7. Not going to speak too much on it. I have a few more after this, but that's the first one. Lions are not indestructible.
All right, I'll just comment on that real quick. They one Lions have a Thanksgiving curse. I think lost like last, I don't even know how many games.
I think 5 or 6.
Yeah, I was going to say 6.
Okay.
Then, yeah, Jared Goff, he started off slow, but the other thing was, You can recover from early things happening, but the first play of the game was a 53-yard pass to Christian Watson. And I know that on top of my head, because his over for the game was 42. And I was thinking, like, dang, I didn't bet it. I was thinking about betting it, but I was like, he probably don't even hit this. And to see him hit it the first play of the game.
Yeah.
And that got him in. But that stuff like that gets teams rolling, though. So what happened when that happened, I think they either got a field goal or a touchdown on that drive. And Lions start off slow. They didn't score, so then Packers just kept running it up. Because it wasn't, they lost by 7, but the game really wasn't close.
Nah.
Like, they it was garbage time for real, for real. But that's all I got to say.
Okay.
Brian.
Let's see, where do I want to start? Josh Allen. Mm. Josh Allen, Josh Allen, Josh
just
Allen.
Piss me off.
Bro. Yeah, I do. Piss you off from the jump. I know how to properly describe Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the elite, talented version of Kirk Cousins. Mm. You know how we say the league is full of, like, different versions of Kirk Cousins and whatnot? Josh Allen has cracked the code to be the elite version of him. The highs are the highs. He'll look top 5 at any given point. He'll have a game in control. And then at the worst possible time, has that turnover. Has that miscue, has that time where he can't connect with a receiver for whatever reason. Not even saying that it's necessarily his fault, but the connection between him and the receivers.
I assume that's, you refer to that Gabe Davis.
Yeah, thing. I don't know who did what wrong on that play, because that should have ended the game right there. Like, literally should have ended the game right there. But yeah, like, you know, the things we say about Kirk Cousins and how, you know, prime time isn't his best friend. We've seen Josh Allen in prime time this year. It has not looked good. You said that Kirk Cousins has, you know, great games for 3 3/4 quarters. And then at the worst time, he has that turnover. We've seen Josh Allen do that. A little bit of inconsistency at times. I don't necessarily, The one thing Josh Allen doesn't really do is get those garbage time stats that Kirk Cousins was notorious for here in Washington. Mm-hmm. But other than that, elite level, talented version of Kirk Cousins. That's my first overreaction.
You know I got to go at you.
I know.
No, so the interception obviously was terrible time. There's no justifying that. He had a pretty good game. But one thing, a couple things. One, Josh Allen has now the highest scoring. I know fantasy isn't real football, but you know those are real stats that equate to points. He has the highest score now for any quarterback this season. He had 39.9 fantasy points. So really, before that interception, he would look amazing because he had, I think, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. He was looking good, but as Shane says, when he scores and gets off, when he's up and leaves his opponent time, he loses. Because Hurts had more turnovers than Allen did, surprisingly. But it's not much to defend. Like, what you said was right. In the worst time he did throw the pick, no justifying that. But the defense on the Bills, Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all, oh, my God. Yeah. This is a Commanders fan, and Brian, I'm a Commanders fan, too. But I feel like, me as a Commanders fan, I feel like I've always had a different opinion of Tony Romo. The media always bashed him, but it's like the defense would give up games. He would literally do what he needs to do sometimes. I'd say 75% of the time, and the defense would just give up some stupid stuff. Like the unclutch factor that Romo had was unlabeled was crazy. Because when you look it up, literally, I had this debate with Melon Leak one time, and it said during his, from when he actually started his first game to when he ended, he was the most clutch quarterback in the league, him and Stafford. And that's how I look at Josh Allen somewhat, not being clutch, but the fact that when he does go up and get off the field, his defense just gives it up. I'm not talking about the times that, you know, Josh Allen just seals the game with the pick or fumble. Like, that's just his fault. But the times that you get off the field and you're up and you just keep losing, like, oh, my God, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, but, yeah, that pick would have obviously changed a lot of things. It was a good game overall, though.
It was.
The Bills' defense at the first half did what they needed to do with A.J. Brown. They completely shut him down. Like, he was just out there being a distraction. His Q says running cardio. Because I thought he was snapped. And it was like the fourth quarter, they just started feeding the ball like they should have been doing the whole game. I don't think they have a chance to win in that division at all.
That's
Dolphins.
That's right.
And speaking of Dolphins real quick, you watched Hard Knocks, the first episode?
Nah, I didn't know that jump started.
Yeah, it started last week. That's the only reason I watched it. I watched it yesterday because I thought y'all was already on it. Y'all got to watch it. Tua is literally the corniest quarterback
in the league. You forgetting about Russ, and I don't want to hear.
He's cornier than Russ.
I don't want to hear.
I promise you, bro.
Ooh,
it's a scene where he was in the quarterback room with one of his white coaches, and they was just describing his braids. He was describing his braids. I'm like, nah. Like, the way you doing it, you sound just whack.
On the laptop, man.
Yeah, please, bro, please. Because the second episode, I'm pretty sure, drops tonight.
Mm-hmm.
My overreaction is the Jaguars can be real contenders.
Yeah, overreaction for sure.
Yeah, it's overreaction, but they probably have the easiest division in football right now. Texans are competitors, but they have Titans and Colts in there too.
Mm-hmm.
This might be other divisions. I'm trying to think.
NFC South is a pretty easy division.
Oh no, that's the worst by far. That's
but it's not easy for any of them.
Yeah, I know.
They're all like, bro, we want to lose, No, Jaguars can be real contenders. The Ridley had a great second half. He had that first half that was very much like his other games. In the second half, he bounced back. I thought the Texans would win this game, though, going in, just because, you know, the Jags were hot. But it's one of those things where it's like a scheduled loss. Like, okay, you're hot, but you have to lose at some point. And I thought that would be it. But the Jags still look good. T-Law did what he needed to do because the Texans' defense, they might not have star names, but one, they have a defensive-minded coach who – puts that in them to, like, yeah, we're going to give an effort no matter what. And you got young players like Stingley, you got Will Anderson, you got some players there. But, yeah, Ridley stepped up, C-Law stepped up. Texans did a good job of shutting out ETN, which I was disappointed at. I don't know, obviously, Brian, you were too. But, but yeah, Jazz can be real contenders because they don't have too much competition in the division. I know Shane 2 or 3 weeks ago, you said Texas can win the division. I don't think so now, obviously. But Jags win this division.
Games back is tough.
In the AFC, the biggest comp is obviously Chiefs, who offense is struggling. Like, they can't get it right. I know they just beat the Raiders, but it's the Raiders. Like, the receiver's still a problem. I don't see the AFC being that tough. Like, Chargers aren't a contender. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the other division. Ravens are a contender, but they also
they got gaps.
Yeah, they're one of them teams where if they got mopped in the playoffs, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah.
So that's my overreaction is the Jaguars are real contenders for the AFC. Like, if they played the Chiefs, I wouldn't be surprised if they won the game. Shane, back to you.
I'm gonna try to sneak 2 in and be done because I don't want to forget stuff. But the first one is I think we gotta have a talk about Herbert, man. He played the Ravens. Speaking of the Ravens, I mean, we talked about Allen. Brian's usual overreaction. I'm surprised he didn't leave with that one.
I don't even think it's an overreaction at this point. I think it's just reality.
Like, real quick, before you get into it, before I forget, keep your 2 in mind.
Though, I got to jot it down, man.
It was 13-3. Ravens were up, right? I'm putting they to sleep. I won $400 earlier in the day on DraftKings through betting, right? So I was like, man, 13-3. I threw the $400 on Ravens winning, dog. So I'm putting they to sleep. I don't even pay attention to the game. I come back in here. It's 13-10. Sharks got the ball. I'm like, no way, bro. There's no way. I'm about to lose everything. I just won. Luckily, Ravens pulled it out, though. Yeah. So, but yeah, go ahead, Shane.
Brian
would have been 2 sights if that would have happened.
I'm really just lost. Because, I mean, for like a few years after he had his, I think, was his rookie season like really good, right? Or was it the, since then, he's been a staple. It's like, yeah, got to mention Herbert when you're talking about top guys. Got to mention Herbert when you're talking about top guys. This year, and I know he lost Mike Williams to the season injury super early. I don't think, and then Eckler's been wishy-washy. I think he's ready to kind of move on soon, so.
Yeah, Eckler's very disappointing.
And then the defense isn't, they have all these names, and I don't even think health's been that big of an issue this year.
Bosa's gone.
Well, yeah, that's usual, though. That's the one, and that's obviously the biggest one. But, the Chargers, I mean, and I've made the comparison before, I'm sure most of us, I mean, at least G, and I know he ain't here, at least G did. And they're just the AFC Falcons, except with much more talent. And it's almost not that much because the Falcons just don't use their talent.
I was about to say, I've been in denial of that point. So it was you and G.
Okay.
I've been very denial, but I got to, that might be true.
I mean, they just, it's like they.
Herbert's just the Ben Simmons of the NFL.
Okay.
Great rookie season and never developed after that.
The thing is, I'm a little
burned. Whoa!
Just saying, bro.
Whoa!
There's not too many people that have great rookie seasons then just don't develop after that.
Whoa! That was a crazy.
Like they start boom and then.
But
the same thing.
I see what you mean, but that name drop was crazy.
I just think the issue there. I mean, it can be a better comparison because I think the main issue is, it's not even about. I don't even want to say skill-wise developing. Obviously, like, you can always be better at decision-making, and that's the main thing when it comes to being a QB. But the arm obviously doesn't need to develop. The accuracy can always develop. So it's like he came in with high talent already that I wouldn't say had to be crazily improved on. The only thing I would say is decision-making and accuracy, but yeah, that team has too much talent, especially with the way Keenan Allen's been hooping with Mike Williams out, and to not capitalize. And not saying they should just easily beat the Ravens, but, I mean, when do you ever just pick the Chargers to win games now? And that's an issue.
Even at home.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's an issue. Like, they got the whole rebrand. Like, they're not San Diego anymore. That was years ago, whatever.
They need to go back.
Like, they have Herbert. They have Eckler. They, even their, I can't name the tight end right now, but he's not awful. Ever. Mm-hmm. He's not awful. Plenty of guidance. He's the one that's kind of been a little bit, Or Quentin Johnson. It's one of them dudes.
No, he's awful.
Yeah.
Them TCU receivers.
So, yeah. I mean, and then, and I'm not going to speak on it too much long, but I just, at some point, I don't know, we're going to have to redevelop these lists when we start throwing in quarterbacks' names, because I'm not about to be mentioning Herbert too much more, depending on how the season ends. I mean, I don't have high hopes for them anyway, because like I said, I can't choose them to win at all. But I guess on a technically positive note, I finally got to see some rookie draft usage from Arthur Smith, man. Finally. I finally saw him using his talent that they drafted back-to-back-to-back years. I mean, I ain't going to say all of them were used, but Bijan finally saw the volume that he needed.
No, for real, has Pitts been on the field? I have not heard that name.
But they used Jonnu Smith as the receiver and Pitts as the blocker.
I have not heard Kyle Pitts in weeks.
Kyle Pitts has 4 career touchdowns.
Pitts is the blocker.
Deron Bland has 5 of them.
It's not even funny. Like, Pitts is... We're about to see possibly a generational tight end just wasted.
No, let me look at this camera. Somebody, please. I don't care who it is. I don't care what team it is. Somebody please offer Atlanta a second-round pick for this man.
No, hold on. We do care for teams. Oh, yeah. Imagine the Patriots. Just Mac Jones. Just go ahead. I'm good on that. I don't want to see
that. I can't even address whoever's going to be the GM for the Commanders next season. Please offer one of them second-round picks up for Kyle Pitts. Please. You're probably not even worth the second. But just to guarantee that you can get Kyle Pitts, please. Save Kyle Pitts from Atlanta. Arthur Smith, I don't know what the beef is. We have to figure out what the
Imagine
beef is.
Imagine we get Pitts and Bijan for a first.
That'd be crazy.
Fool. I don't know.
So your 2-0 reaction, this conversation about Herbert.
Yes, it's going to be had. I need the listeners, viewers, whoever, to start really thinking about how they feel about Herbert. Ranking-wise, the Chargers in general. Like, it's certain franchises that we take seriously, and there's certain franchises that we don't. And, I don't know if I'm about to be taking Herbert seriously too much longer, but
is this the best? Well, I said on Twitter a couple weeks ago, my man's got pissed because he hates this player, but he's also a Chargers fan, but hates the NBA player. But I said Justin Herbert could also be the NFL version of James Harden. This man just racks up the numbers and just doesn't finish the games.
Yeah, I mean they both in LA, right?
Yeah,
I forgot Harden was yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I had one thing to say about the Bijan thing, but I can't remember now.
Well, you said he finally used him. Yeah. He finally used him.
Yeah.
Okay, he finally his first 2 touchdowns. Oh,
didn't he start Ritter this week? I thought yeah, Heinicke was.
Heinicke got hurt.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was about to say, because I mean, I thought we were seeing progress with coaching in general, but then I was like, wait, Ritter's back out there. Nah, is Heinicke, he dual quarterback?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll pass it on. I've done enough.
Leak a Panthers fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one is for Leak, and this one is for Carolina Panthers fans around the world. As a Washington fan, let me congratulate you for officially having the worst owner in the NFL. You know, we carried that title for 20-some years, and... You know, it was a heavy crown to hold, but allow me to officially pass that on to you, because what the fuck are the Carolina Panthers doing? What are the Carolina Panthers? This is not even an overreaction, I don't think. What are they doing, bro?
Frank Reich ain't deserve that, man.
What are they doing?
I think, and I'm going to let you keep going, but I swear either the owner or the GM said he wants a coach to be there for like 30 or 4 years.
The owner said that, and then just fired him. After 11 games.
The coach wanted C.J. Stroud.
The whole football staff wanted C.J. Stroud.
The owner wanted fucking Bryce Young.
It's a mess, bro.
What are the Panthers doing, man? Like, I don't get it, you know. And I hate it had to be y'all. Not really. I don't really hate it. It had to be somebody that was going to take over the crown for Dan Snyder. But, yeah, this shit crazy. Y'all, I mean, to trade up for Bryce Young when you could have moved up for C.J. Stroud. Granted, you probably would have had to give up still quite a bit, maybe not as much. just to get the number two. You probably could have kept DJ Moore if you got the number two.
Or just drafted at one.
That too. Yeah. Like that, yeah. Drafted at one. Yeah, that's shit. I didn't even think about that. That too, but you know, yeah, to give up all that to get Bryce Young, and you hire an offensive coach, offensive minded coach, but you don't do anything to fill that roster out.
No. Don't say that. Because don't forget they paid Miles Sanders, who they don't give the ball.
Did pay Miles Sanders, and they did pay Adam Thielen, so they did make moves to fill the roster out offensively.
I just don't know what they expected. Yeah,
like they did make moves. You know, that's kind of like, you know, going to the gym and they eating the Big Mac. But, you know, like, they did do something. But to fire Frank Reich after 11 games, who has been successful in this league offensively, who has had a decent offense when Andrew Luck abruptly retired, and you fire him after 11 games with that roster, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know what the Panthers are doing, but congratulations. Y'all not have the worst owner in the NFL. You deserve it. It's all yours. The title is all yours. Have fun with it and enjoy your fandom.
All right, well, I got a 2-for-1 kind of. First one, Shane, see, you didn't bring this up at all. I think y'all probably had one of the top 5 worst games I've ever seen in my life. Patriots and Giants was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my entire life. This, for those who don't know, the score ended 10-7.
No, wait. Are you really going to say that when the game yesterday was on?
Oh, that's my overreaction. Oh, that's my
bad. I want to jump the gun.
I still think y'all joint is way worse.
I'm biased.
This is a... What year they playing the Super Bowl, bro? This is the real football buff right here, man. With Giants and Patriots. Probably like 10 years ago, right? Something like that.
After the 2007 season, after the 2011 season. Oh my God,
I said 10.
I'm not saying, I don't think it was 2013.
It was after the 07 and the 2011.
Okay. So these two teams, obviously, none of the players that were on the Super Bowl are still there. But two historical franchises, oh my God, this was such a bad game. It was 0-0 with like a minute left in the second quarter. I think somebody finally scored. But God damn, this was just a bad game. It's not an overreaction.
Patriots didn't get the hint. We were trying to take the L because we're trying to get the.
They
pick.
Were too. They just beat
exactly.
Y'all too.
Exactly. I don't know what's good.
Appreciate man. That. We moving up on them picks on that draft board.
Yeah, boy, y'all gonna be sick as hell if we finish with the same record.
Can't wait to start Tommy DeVito and put Daniel Jones on the.
Y'all beat. Swept us, and we gonna finish the same record and get the higher pick.
Tommy D.
Gonna force y'all to get Drake May. Bo Nix, Bo Nix. Yes, sir. But the real overreaction is about last night's game. And it is an overreaction. Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback. And I say that because the stuff he was doing the first quarter was really, only what I can think of is cool. Like, he was dodging the defenders like crazy. And obviously, the pass maybe weren't hitting. But he does need more help out there, like O-line. And this is my overreaction, really. Shout out to G, because he sent me a video today. And it was like, they must have been Bears fan or something. But it was like, they were naming some quarterbacks, and y'all answered this too. So, who would you rather have? It was Justin Fields. I'm trying to think of one they named. I know the big one. Justin Fields or Baker?
Fields.
Fields or Howell?
Fields.
Fields or Purdy?
Fields.
Fields.
I said the same thing. Obviously, they didn't name an elite quarterback. I'm trying to think. Oh, they said Fields or Murray. I still pick Murray, though. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think I'd take Murray.
Fields or Daniel Jones?
Daniel.
You see?
No.
Fields or Bryce Young?
Fields.
I can't think of no other.
Bryce Young is 5'6".
But yeah, Justin Fields, obviously these are not no elite quarterbacks I'm naming, but the point is, outside of Chicago, Justin Fields might really be productive. And me and G went back and forth because he's like, I don't think I don't think Justin Fields is better than Purdy. I'm like, do you know what Fields might do in that system?
Niners
like,
offense.
Fields is what they thought they were getting in Trey Lance.
Literally. Like, nah, I don't even think
without the throwing mechanics, even with the throwing mechanics Fields has now, which aren't great. If they had that in San Fran, I said, bro, Debo and Ayuk can live off screens. Yeah. CMC already lives off screens. They don't. It's not like Justin Fields needs to be a 40-yard passer every night. Like, maybe one a game, literally, if that. Them weapons with Trent Williams on the O-line and all that blocking, Kyle Juszczyk, I think I said his name right. Yep. If I say it fast and just go past it, I feel like they won't.
You just got to say check. Kyle check.
But, yeah, Purdy's a good game manager with a lot of weapons. I'd pick him over Sam Howell. Sam Howell has a lot of weapons. Like, it's not like Sam Howell's out there doing it with just DJ Moore. I'm not saying he couldn't, but it's not like Justin Fields just has one receiver. No good tight end. No other receivers. But my overreaction is Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback, which is why if they get a top two pick, they should just get a receiver. Even if they get the top two picks, maybe they get a receiver and O-lineman, D-lineman, or trade that pick down to get more stuff. But they should not get another quarterback. And I'm going to say, maybe this is the overreaction. Even if they get the first pick, they should keep Fields and not get Caleb Williams. Just because of continuity. Not saying Justin Fields will be better than Caleb Williams, but just continuity, you don't want to keep doing that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I understand completely.
So, and I feel like if Justin Fields can't work in that offense, and who's even to say they're going to have the same offense and everything, but if Justin Fields can't work in that offense, who plays a little bit more within the system, how can Caleb Williams work in that offense? Who's pretty much his whole game is based on improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and have a quarterback that is good off schedule and based on improvisation, you need a good O-line to hold up for him.
Yeah.
The Bears don't have that. So, they're going to mess around and draft Caleb Williams and get that man killed. Side note on the Bears-Vikings game. And this may be a little bit of a pun. Because, you know, he, like, did some shit for Nats or something like that. But Josh Dobbs came back to earth real fast. These last 2 weeks, we see why he was working with NASA.
Bro, I was so close to winning, dog. Four picks. If he didn't score that one touchdown, I would have won. That would have been crazy. Yeah, you go into fantasy, losing one night, and you end up winning with no players playing.
Yeah, because I saw what you had said, and I was like, that sounds super. I see what you're doing.
The interception, the fumble, and get cussed.
This dude went out there and threw -8, bro. He threw -8, bro. But he finished with like 4.5, right?
Yeah, but I started the night down too, so I.
Yeah. If he went out. But
the
funny
shit was, after one pick, it was 99-1 to start the game. After the first pick, it was 98-2. And then I was like, I turned the game off. I was like, man, I already knew my fate. Then Q just kept texting the joint, ain't no way. So then the joint was like 95-5. After his fourth one, the joint was 85-15. I said, oh, shoot, I got a real chance. And then bro scored. I said, damn, that was it.
And quick, before we move on, quick IQ check for me. Because, you know, I got locked in with my coach IQ. But the last Panthers coach was Matt Rhule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Who was before him?
Oh.
It's kind of easy.
Who was the Panthers coach before Matt Rhule?
He's a coach of a team right now, and he took the Panthers to a Super Bowl.
I've talked about him a bunch on this show.
It's Rivera?
There you
go. I thought so. I just ain't want to be dumb, bro. You know, I can't be exposing myself.
You got any more overreaction? You going to move on?
I'm good. Brian Segment.
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Oh, damn. I want to look at the standings real quick. I just had it too.
Brian ended off, and then he keep the mic because he got another segment.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Overreaction. All playoffs. Not even overreaction. Overreaction, bold prediction, whatever. The Packers are going to take over that final wild card spot from Minnesota. Ooh. Minnesota's done.
I didn't even know Minnesota had it. That's great.
And did you read the standings real quick? Activate Jefferson today, too?
Yeah, they did.
So I mean,
he
going to
play, but they did activate him.
Okay.
This is the... Well, I need to stand.
So, NFC standings, obviously, Philly 10-1, San Fran 8-3, Detroit 8-3. Whoever wins the NFC South won't be that 14. I'm not even going to listen to us. Atlanta 5-6. You got Dallas 8-3. Seattle 6-5 and Minnesota 6-6. Actually, nah. Overreaction. Seattle and Minnesota missed the playoffs. Come on, Rams.
Don't do that. Come on, Rams.
Let's go, Rams. Green Bay and LA getting in.
Brian changed over time. Remember his first start of the year was Lions are overrated and, and the Rams ain't winning the game. He wasn't winning a single game. Now he's making the playoffs.
I'm serious. But look at, I mean, look. Seattle 6-5. Minnesota 6-6. I think Minnesota's gonna buy this weekend. So both of them have 6 wins. Seattle gonna be 6-6 by the end of the week because they play Dallas. Green Bay's 5-6 and LA is 5-6. So they're both a game behind each of them.
I can see that. I'm not denying it. Only thing is, I just don't know. And I'm not. TikTok loves calling me a casual when I say stuff like this. But I literally don't know a defender on that team outside Aaron Donald. I literally don't know nobody.
I can't really name nobody for real. But I used to run a Rams theme team in Mud, but we got rid of that pretty quick because they off. But and before anyone else was about to go, there was one. The quarterback position in LA, I just don't see it, man. Like, Stafford's clearly not who he used to be. I think Ripon or whatever, that dude's awful. And then I think they also got Wentz at QB3 or whatever.
And Wentz a backup at this point.
Stafford
old and has that elbow injury. Exactly. I literally didn't think he would play last year.
It was Kyren, which is the reason they won.
He went stupid.
Exactly. Man. But, I mean, teams are going to be prepped for that, right? Because you can't just get away with winning games with Cooper Kupp having 4 fantasy points and Puka being nasty. And then those are your 2 weapons. And then what? You got Higbee and Kyren. And
why not? They got McVay. McVay.
He's an offensive mastermind.
It's like Shanahan. Before Shanahan got all these people.
They're not getting away with poor QB play, though. I just don't see them.
You think it's poor quarterback play? I don't think Stafford's been that bad. I think the O-line's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I can say.
It's not like he's not Detroit Matt Stafford, and he's not first year Rams Stafford. But that elbow injury was serious.
I just don't know. I do think McVay play calling can carry them with the playmakers that they do have, but the ball goes through the quarterback, so that's my main point. Like, every play starts with the QB, so.
Starts with the center.
Sure.
And speaking of that, this is my first time that I can remember that I've seen a center, and this is the Eagles-Bills game, get a false start call. Like, that's so rare because literally it starts with you.
Yeah.
And Jason, and it was Jason Kelce, which is the craziest. Probably best center of our lifetime.
Not for real.
But yeah, we didn't get to do this segment last week, so I'm introducing this segment now. This is Overreaction was Shane's segment. Brian has his own segment, a picks of the week.
Sir.
Which, hey, he either goes 100% or 0. There's no in between.
Literally no in between.
So, Brian, looking towards week 13.
Yes,
no.
Sir.
Yeah, week 13. Give us some, some surprising picks, some locks. Like, what you see?
Lock of the week. Dolphins covering 9.5. If you feeling bold, alt spread that junk plus 20.5. Dolphins. You're right. Minus 20.5. The Dolphins about to drop 50 this weekend in D.C.
I did not know the Niners and Eagles play this week.
Why
is that not prime time? Yeah, it's the 4 o'clock.
They should have flexed that. We don't need to see Chiefs and Packers.
We definitely don't need to see Bengals and Jaguars.
Well, they can't flex money.
I know.
But we don't need to see Chiefs Packers at 8. Like, what? Why did they do that? Anyway.
Sure, they said it was because it's the Super Bowl I rematch, which was 40-some years ago. But yeah. And it's Mahomes' first time in Lambeau, which doesn't mean anything.
It's not like it's Aaron Rodgers. Like, if it was still Aaron Rodgers, I would get it. Fuck with Jordan Love. We fuck with Jordan Love around here. But
that's what I'm talking
about. You feel me? All right. So lock of the week. Dolphins covered. All right. Let's see. Look at these games. Broncos, Texans. Texans ending that little streak that the Broncos. I don't know why the Broncos are trying to win all of a sudden. Why are y'all doing that? Tank. What's wrong with y'all? Let's see here.
You got any upsets for the week?
It's weird because I don't consider this an upset because the 49ers are favored to win, but they're winning. They're going to win. I don't know why they're 3-point favorites on the road in Philly. That's kind of weird, but not the Eagles win. I mean, no.
Oh, the 49ers no, it's because they're it's because Hurts is a black quarterback. They know Bosa.
You're right.
Oh shit!
You're right. They know Bosa.
Hey, Jalen. Watch get out, that bro. Ball out, bro. Yeah, Mega Bosa on the other side.
He might do a Q-Dog snarling.
You better watch out, boy. Let's see who else we got. I'll take the Chiefs beating the Packers, too. And what's a trash game? Let me pick a trash
Patriots
game.
Patriots and Chargers.
No, I'm looking, I'm just Falcons at Jets, bro. What are we talking about? I don't know about?
That idea. You're right.
Did you Tim see Boyle Tim Boyle
versus Desmond Ritter? Oh, my God. Would they be saying flex that shit to Wednesday 3 a.m.?
Hey, upset of the week.
Here we go.
Jets winning. Jets beating the Falcons. Upset of the week. Let's go. Let's go.
How many Tim Boyle going for? Are you going for over 200 or under?
We going under. Okay. But Desmond Ritter might throw five picks.
I'm mocking that shit for under 14, bro. Under 14, bro.
That's what y'all Dre was looking like for a minute. The under was crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Desmond Ritter might have five
All right, so we got defense. Upset of the week for you, Falcons over – no, Jets over Falcons.
Jets over Falcons.
Lock of the week is Dolphins minus 9.5 of Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And upsets – well, another pick of the week is Niners over Eagles.
Mm-hmm. And I got the wrong time. And Chiefs.
And Chiefs over Packers. Well, this is your segment, so I want to ask you about some other games. Just you pick the winner or spread. I don't have it in front of me. Browns and Rams. How you feel about that one?
Give the Rams a cover.
Are they their favorites?
Yeah, -3.5.
Okay. You said Texans. Oh, you also Texans over Broncos.
Yeah. I'll take them to cover that -3.5 too.
Titans and Colts. That's the last one I got for you.
Ew. Why are the Colts winning too? Colts 1-point favorites. They'll cover that 1 point.
Taylor's out too.
So you got Colts winning on the road, divisional game, okay. But because what's the name still starting for the Titans, right?
Levi's. It's like now Levis.
Levis, yeah. Okay. All right, Shane, you got anything you want to add on to that real quick?
Nah, Saints going to be – I mean, Lions going to be Saints. I do have Browns over Rams. I don't know what the spread, so they could probably cover their spread.
Shocker of the week is the Giants not losing this week.
Who the fuck
are
we playing?
Bye week.
That's why I'm looking at the schedule like, bro, I didn't see them.
Okay, good one. We need to give Tommy some rest, man. He's been carrying that team for way Tommy too many D. weeks.
That's crazy.
But yeah, no, I'm done for the picks.
Gotcha. I'm pulling up the guess the player now.
I won last week.
You did.
That was crazy.
Insane.
It was crazy. Oh, wow.
Bro, somehow TikTok got it, too.
I got. I one saw card. That. That's I saw that.
That was crazy. He put it in all caps. They must have been waiting on the job investment questionnaire, bro.
Boy, that was a job investment himself.
That's me. That's me, bro. All right, for our co-main event, we got Guess the Player. I guess in my segment. So, this guy, drafted in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Still in the league. He's played for four different teams. Best year he had, he's only had one 1,000-yard season his entire career. It was 1,287 with 12 touchdowns. It's also the only year he had double-digit touchdowns.
Dang.
Most known for one team. He played 10 years for one team.
Damn.
Hold up. Going to the accolades for y'all. He's a one-time Pro Bowler. That's it. I think he was on. He must have got to the team right after they won a Super Bowl. Yeah.
I'm going to just throw out Robert Woods.
It is not Robert Woods. That's a good guess.
Randall Cobb.
It is Randall Cobb.
I had to shoot
Let's
first.
Let's go.
I had to shoot first. Damn.
All right. So the main event of the show now is, you know, what regular guys just do, man. We just name random players. That's what we do. But this time, I want to make sure there's no confusion. So I don't want y'all to think I thought of a team beforehand and I came prepared. I'm not prepared at all. I have this website right here. We're going to randomize the team.
You need the screen recorded for the viewers.
But I mean, yeah, we can all see it. Yeah, we can see. That's what matters. So let's see what we're working with. We're spinning the randomized wheel. The team. That the Chargers?
Yep.
The team is the Chargers. So all we have to do is name the player that it can be current, can be past. They just had to be on the Chargers at some point in time.
Oh,
all
right, God.
Y'all want me to start it off?
Yeah, you start.
Go ahead.
Which way?
I'm losing it this way.
All right.
This one's so Brian, you next, Shane.
All right.
And the rules are, you know, let's say 3 seconds. You take longer than 3 seconds to name a player, you out. And if you duplicate a name, you out.
Okay.
So I'll start it off with Chase Daniel.
Vincent Jackson.
What Justin the fuck? Herbert. I'm saying Justin Herbert.
Khalil Mack.
Joey Bosa.
Philip Rivers.
Derwin James.
Daniel Thomason.
Junior Seau.
Antonio Gates.
Malcolm Floyd.
Gerald Everett.
Michael Turner.
Darren Sproles.
Fuck y'all. I can't think of the cornerback's name. Let's go. Man.
Drew Brees. Shane's out.
Damn.
Sean Merriman.
I'm out.
But I can't think of the cornerback. The dude that got the
Camardi?
No, they got the Max and then they traded him.
J.C. Jackson?
Yeah, and it was another dude that be tearing his ACL every year.
Everett. But he played the Niners.
No.
He went to the Niners.
His name is Everett, too?
Jason Everett?
Jason Verrett.
Verrett, yeah. Yeah, he was toward ACL with the Chargers. He went to the Niners towards the Keelys. He's tough.
Bro.
No,
he does.
Damn.
All right, so yeah, I was saying let's do it again.
But we need to keep this episode going.
Chase Daniel. I knew that was going to throw y'all off. Back to quarterback. Let's go.
Yeah, bro.
Chase Daniel was crazy.
Well, yeah, man, that's where we're going to end it off for now. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. Anything y'all want to say before we end off?
Jack Del Rio, fuck you. Go to the unemployment retirement line. No, you can go to retirement. Just go straight to unemployment. Go to hell.
Goddamn. Hey, real quick, though. they said, I don't want to say that. I saw on Twitter the theories are that because Rivera's not being let go to the offseason, supposedly, that means there's no chance Bieniemy will be our coach. Because they would, usually you give this time to, you know, give them that practice time and I can't think of the word I'm looking for. The trial. You give them a trial run to see how they would be as head coach. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do that in the offseason and give them a whole season. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? There's no chance Bieniemy's our next head coach?
I mean, there's a slight chance, but it's either he's going to be the head coach or he's not here at all. Unless they
don't fuck with him.
Like yeah, that too. But that's I don't care about that because it's like y'all been trash for years. Who the fuck y'all? But unless they hire a defensive-minded coach again, there's no way he'd be back under an offensive coordinator title. Because if you hire an offensive-minded coach, they're going to want to call plays. They're going to want to hire their own staff just to have camaraderie, you know, amongst the group. So, I mean, I would have fired Rivera, too. I mean, he might even still get fired after. We'll see what happens with this Dolphins game. They might be like, look.
But that, like, how do you fire a dude on an expected loss, though? That's my only thing. We know we're going to lose to Miami.
I mean, it's...
Is it we do only fire him if we give up 70 like Denver did?
hey, if you drop 72, you got to go.
They're not going to do that.
But you just can't just give up more than Denver.
Don't give up more than Denver. Shit, they might get 45 by halftime. I don't know, man. And, I mean, I haven't even been, like, that impressed by Bieniemy. I thought we would see more innovation. I thought we would see more creativity and like receivers running wide open, but it seems like every catch our wide receivers get at least is contested. There's a defender right on them. They're not really running route concepts that are beating like man coverage or certain zones. And even if they do, Sam don't really have the time to get the ball to them. So I don't know. It's weird. I would have given Bieniemy a chance. I would still give Bieniemy a chance. But it really all depends on what new GM we ever hire and the coach we hire too, if it's not beyond me what they decide to do with this staff. But it is what it is, really.
That is not a foul.
And I was going to add in, not in anything about that, but for the last segment, like the random players on the team, you got to use one of the, whoever doesn't go, the closing remark has to be the player or easy player that they didn't name. And, you know, obviously if you lose, because I was the first one out. Anybody say Keenan Allen yet?
No. Okay. That's crazy.
I was going to say Eric Weddle.
See, you said Sean Raymond fucked me up, because that was mine.
He said Darren Sproles, too, I think. Did you say
that? No, he said Sproles.
I said Darren Sproles.
I was like, man, y'all got it.
I thought you were going to say Antonio Gates for sure. Because you stumbled, and then I took him. I was like, okay.
I didn't even hear you saying.
That was when you said Sean Merriman right after I said Antonio Gates.
Oh, because I was out after Sean Merriman, though, right? No, I was out after Sproles.
Yeah. But yeah, well, all right, that's where we're going to end. We'll catch y'all next week. Maybe we'll get an NBA episode in, but maybe not, because it's still a lot going on. This in-season tournament is just confusing for me. So I really want to wait till after it's over. But
we stand with Giddy.
All right. Catch y'all next week. Yeah.